It's a KO on Namibia's Heart and Soul with Youngstunner and Blackie Sete. Let's check in with a whole accountant, Jella, a group accountant for that matter, that's at the office. And while she, you know, crunches her numbers and balances out books, she listens to us.
Let's check in with the cool kids who stay locked in while on their hustle. It's time for Fresh from the Office.
9:29 with the NSK and Shaquan on Namibia's Heart and Soul. This is Fresh FM. We're speaking to a group accountant right about now who listens to us while she balances her books and so on. Osi Roslyn.
Hi.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Hi, Shaquan.
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good.
I can literally hear the nervousness in Rosalind's voice. She's like, yeah, like, can you radio? What's the radio?
How is the morning so far?
It's been rough. We're busy with month end, so.
Yes. It's a really tough time for them, yeah. So you're closing, off July until the 5th, right?
As a group account, I'm actually busy till the 15th with month end.
Oh.
But, the first 2 weeks of the month is really tough.
Damn.
How long have you been doing this, Roslyn? Maybe also make us understand your ascension to where you are right now. Group accounting. I'm sure there were struggles just before that.
It's been a minute that it took me to come where I am right now. Since I was introduced to accounting, it was always my dream to be an accountant. And like everyone else, you are firstly introduced to being a CA. But I had baie gou agtergekom dis wat ek wil doen. And then my passion is with accounting, just the accounting bit of it. So it's been a journey getting my degree and moving from the audit field to the accounting field. And then I've been the group accountant now where I work for just over a year now.
Okay.
Because I was first just the accountant, not the group accountant.
So you leveled up, say it right?
Yeah.
I leveled up.
So it's quite a challenge, but it's very interesting. And if you're not satisfied in waking up to go to work every day, then I think you're in the wrong career.
man. But what do you think what do you think fulfills you in this field, though? Because I ask this question because a lot of people don't really find satisfaction in what they do. They just do things because of, you know, there's good money in here, there's security in here. So what is just fulfilling for you in this department? What's exciting about your job?
What is excited is to see how everything comes together, especially on a group level, because I'm in a group that has different, they are in different sectors. So when it comes together, everything as a whole, because we consolidate and these numbers are distributed in papers and stuff. So it's just the process to how a business works and how it finances itself and all those things. And I think it's just me having a love for numbers. Finally, I can put mine to what I studied. It's very satisfying that I didn't study. My studies weren't in vain.
But you know what I'm thinking right now, partner? A very valid point or question that I need to ask right now is, can you do maths in Afrikaans?
Oh, yes. I studied in Potchefstroom.
Nogas and Potchefstroom. It does not get any more Afrikaans than that.
Yeah.
And they say what Afrikaans. They say what Afrikaans. They scorn Afrikaans.
I actually left because it got a hang of me because coming from Namibia, we did school in English. So I left in my second year to come finish this side. So I finished at NASP. It was just a major, it's not a struggle because I speak Afrikaans at home, but doing school for 12 years in English, it was quite a challenge. It wasn't the only reason I left, but it was just at the end of that I could write my own dual language dictionary because I literally in class you had to add a talk so that lectures would be in Afrikaans and then you have to listen in English and Afrikaans and math. Your numbers in Afrikaans and English, they must...
Roslyn, what's the plan now going forward? I mean, you are a group accountant. You've come a long freaking way where you are. You're in this position now for a year.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there's still a plan, man. That's not a plan. What's your plan the next 2 to 5 years?
Oh, yes. There's a lot that I really want to achieve. I was just talking to my husband the other day and I told him, like, there's no way I'm leaving right now from this company that is teaching me to do the group accounting that I always wanted to do. And not even for money, I'll do it. But not jeopardizing myself, I want to go into management and I want to still do my law degree one day, but... We'll get there so I can be a financial law person also, just to have the background in what's going on in that industry as well, because, it's something that interests me as well, but we'll get there into the management positions, of course, yes, but we're taking baby steps.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, you can't move on when you haven't mastered the one thing.
That you're busy with right now.
Yeah, because we're chasing dreams, but you have to accomplish the one dream to go on to the next one. So, I just think I'm at baby steps.
Definitely.
Roslyn, do you know the game of anything but correct?
I've heard of it.
You've heard of it? Have you played it before?
I play it with my husband every day, but yeah.
Every day? Okay.
It's just in the general, but it's like fooling around, basically.
No, I love it. Okay, so you're going to play anything but correct with us. Remember, the rules are incorrect answers only. You're not allowed to pause in between the answers. You need to fire away at the answers the minute we ask you the questions, all right? Are you ready?
I guess so.
you should actually say, I don't think I have a choice, so let's just go for it.
All right, cool. Your timer starts right now.
All right, should I go?
Go for it.
Okay, cool. Script, quickly tell us, actually, Script is a well-known youth politician from Nudo Party. Is that true or false?
False.
She said false. Take your L, Roslyn. Take your L. Take your L.
She's only clicking now. What's happening?
Yeah, sorry.
Roslyn, is there anyone that you want to send a shout out to? Family, maybe colleagues from the center. Jella, stay cool, but don't freeze.
And later to freeze if you freeze. Moss.
Just everyone that supports me, mainly my husband and my daughter. The other thing is just to my husband, he must just keep his head up, go on with his hassle, and I love him.
Hey,
I talk very sweet, Jella. And we love on Fresh FM. We love it. Roslyn, we wish you all the best with your road ahead. Keep listening to Fresh FM.
When you make it to management, yes.
I'll maybe call up Chaikwan for fish Titan.
Consider it done, honey. Just keep us posted, okay?
All right. No problem.
Shopee's
Rosalie. Have a lovely day, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
A better life. Here we stand. From the banks of the